For much of the 90-minute debate, the candidates enthusiastically but politely burnished their conservative credentials. They agreed on the need to cut federal spending and regulations. They vowed to support an audit of the Federal Reserve and back a flat or flatter tax on income. But with the primary election just months away, former Solicitor General Ted Cruz tried to gain ground on Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, the perceived frontrunner. The 41-year-old lawyer sought to saddle Dewhurst with an issue that has plagued Rick Perry in his run for president.
As the Solicitor General of Texas, I led a coalition of states in front of the U.S. Supreme Court arguing that the very strictest criminal penalties should be imposed on those who come here illegally with criminal records. In contrast, Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, as Lieutenant Governor, supported in-state tuition for illegal aliens. I disagree with him on that. And he killed a bill that would have prohibited sanctuary cities in the state of Texas.
The 66-year-old lieutenant governor said Cruz's facts are fiction.
No, I have never supported in-state tuition. As a matter of fact, I've opposed it.
And Dewhurst said he passed the sanctuary cities bill out of the Senate. The two tangled again when Cruz read media reports that suggested Dewhurst has supported a state income tax.
In 2006, he told the Associated Press, and this is a quote, "I think I'd rather see a tax that is based on income."
I have repeatedly advocated never, never over my dead cold body will there ever be a state personal income tax.
Throughout the debate, Dewhurst cast himself as a military and CIA veteran knowledgeable about national security and as a government leader who cut state spending. Cruz said he's a fighter who has earned impressive endorsements from political conservatives. Hoping to raise his profile, former Dallas Mayor Tom Lepper talked about his track record of cutting spending in the private sector at Turner Construction and in the public sector as mayor of Dallas.
We got out of programs that government shouldn't have been in. We found ways to do things differently, like privatizing the zoo. And finally, we took departments from 31 down to 22.
Former ESPN anchor Craig James is making his first run for political office. The sports anchor cast himself as a non-politician who would defend the Constitution. But James proved a little testy when a reporter asked if he knew the name of the Secretary of Defense.
This is the problem with our country. When you say, let's go do one of those gotcha moments, you know, and I find that it's unbelievable that you would, Leon Panetta.
Glenn Addison, who owns a funeral home business in Magnolia, was the least known among debaters, but delivered the most colorful comments. Here's what he said about tackling our addiction to debt.
We've got too many people on the government teat, and I'm the one that has said, I will reach down and pull that little piglet off that mama sow, and the squealing needs to begin.
The GOP Senate candidates now return to the campaign trail, where a low-visibility contest may pick up steam as Cruz and others challenge Dewhurst and try to shake up the race. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.